Chapter 2. My very first commission. The Northern Nursery School, located at 114 Belmont Road in the Sydney suburb of Mosman, opened its doors in 1936. It was the inspiration of Miss Hutchinson, who, on return from an extensive study tour of progressive nursery schools in England, set up her own innovative educational venture, with the help of her equally progressive colleague, Miss Carver. Hutchies, or Miss Hutchies, as the facility was affectionately known, was situated in an imposing freestanding two-story red brick Federation house, in a well-to-do part of Sydney. The building was set back from the road, and was surrounded by well-kept gardens. The front boundary was marked by two sets of imposing wrought iron entrance gates that opened to a wide semicircular driveway. The nursery school occupied all of the ground floor rooms, including the garage. We assumed Miss Hutch and Miss Carver lived upstairs, above the shop, so to speak. In 1940, my progressive parents, wanting the best education for my brother, then 4 years old, enrolled him in the Northern Nursery School. At that point he was an only child, in need of social contact with other children, as well as a carefully structured early education program that was designed around his needs. After the Japanese midget submarines attacked Sydney Harbour in May and June of 1942, the Northern Nursery School parents, very concerned for their children's safety, requested the staff take the children to the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney. When the coast was declared clear of invaders in late August that year, the children and staff returned to Belmont Road, to pick up where they'd left off. Early in 1944, my brother, then 7 years old, left the security of Miss Hutch's nursery school for primary school. He had successfully mastered intergenerational social skills as well as the rudiments of reading, writing, numbers and telling the time. Early in 1951 it was my turn. I was 2 years old. On weekday mornings, my mother would drop me off at the nursery school on the way to her workplace, the weaving school that was located down the road and around the corner in Military Road, Mosman. This was a most convenient arrangement for all concerned. To this day, I have clear memories of the activities that filled my time at the Northern Nursery School. I remember playing outside in the fresh air. We loved the full-size swings and an imposing shiny silver slippery slide, set up in the garden beside the building. At the time, play equipment of this kind was only found in municipal parks and was a magnet for children of all ages. I remember drawing and coloring in. My very favorite art activity at that time was to begin with a large sheet of pristine white paper and, in the jargon, take a line for a walk. This meant drawing a continuous line that crossed and recrossed itself, thereby creating irregular curved shapes of all sizes. Next came the serious task of selecting the right color for each shape. I took great care to apply the color evenly and not to go outside the lines, a most meditative exercise. I remember lunchtime. Lunch was held in the large dining hall at the back of the building, where a gaggle of chattering children gathered. We sat on long wooden benches, placed each side of sturdy wooden tables. We always ate a hot lunch, and sometimes drank fresh tomato juice, the smell of which always takes me back to that time. I remember playing a memory training game. A tray, scattered with a random selection of objects, was covered with a cloth. The cloth was lifted for 30 seconds and then replaced. The test was to remember and name each of the objects. I remember molding plasticine. Plasticine was the forerunner of Play-Doh. I remember painting, whilst wearing an oversized painting smock. With my clothes protected, I thoroughly enjoyed applying strong primary and secondary colors to a large sheet of paper that was clipped to a child-sized easel. I remember building complex constructions from what seemed to be an endless supply of smooth wooden blocks of all sizes. These were the days before plastic Lego. I remember climbing onto a slatted wooden bench on the front veranda of the red brick building to practice reading with a grown-up. Little Golden Books and the series Fun with Dick and Jane were standard children's books of that time. I remember a compulsory afternoon nap on a low Hessian-covered stretcher. Afterwards, I was collected by my mother and taken home. The highlight of my time at the Northern Nursery School was receiving my very first art commission. I was 5 years old. My teacher, Heidi Bauer, was an Austrian post-war refugee who was a Rudolf Steiner-trained teacher. She believed that a 0 to 7 year old child's imagination and sense of wonder was fostered through stories, songs, art, creative play and interaction with nature. Heidi often watched me as I drew. She particularly liked my large prehistoric flowers. One day, out of the blue, she asked me to decorate a long tan-colored Holland roller blind to hang over the window above her kitchen sink. To do this, I was given a magnificent boxed set of 60 pristine Royal Talons wax crayons. I was repeatedly reminded that these crayons were very special, with emphasis on the fact that they had been especially imported from the Netherlands for this project. Before beginning, I remember opening and reopening the box to gaze at the flawless crayons. I was held spellbound by the glorious rainbow of colors. When the Holland blind arrived, I began work. I didn't have a plan. I just filled one side of the blind with a generous scattering of weirdly shaped and extraordinarily colorful flowers. The crayons were fabulous, and provided me with an early and most important object lesson. Ever since, I have endeavored to source the very best art materials I can afford to use in my artworks. Thankfully, the decorated Holland blind was a huge success. With great fanfare, I was invited to Heidi's kitchen to see the fruit of my creativity hanging in place. Heidi was exceedingly happy with the result. This was a very confirming experience for a 5-year-old, and I was secretly thrilled that she liked what I had done. Just like my brother, my nursery school education came to an unwelcome end when I was just 7 years old. In early 1956, I left the sanctuary of the Northern Nursery School to attend Middle Harbour Public School, a well-regarded, state-funded institution located on nearby McPherson Street in Cremorne. I was well prepared to commence my primary education because, like my brother at the same age, I had already mastered the basics of reading, writing, numbers and telling the time. On reflection, Miss Hutchinson and Miss Carver represented a slim stratum of Anglo-Australian society. Both were well-educated professional women, offering a specialized service for a niche group of parents, wanting progressive early education for their preschool children. Thanks to the Northern Nursery School's progressive approach to early childhood education, my creativity was nurtured. My experience was enhanced by Heidi Bauer's Rudolf Steiner training and the value she placed on creative expression. Thanks to her guidance and encouragement, I was able to withstand the rigors of both a primary and a secondary public school education, where creativity often took a back seat, the emphasis instead being firmly placed on developing the three R's. However, at home it was a different story. From the beginning, creativity in many forms was encouraged. My parents were both makers. My mother was a weaver and a stitcher, and my father was an electrical engineer. At home, I was surrounded by making. And as a result, I received tacit approval for whatever I created. Heidi Bauer, my teacher at the Northern Nursery School, recognized and acknowledged my creative ability by commissioning me to decorate her kitchen blind. Confirmation of my artistic gifts had even greater impact when it came from outside my family. Facts. The Northern Nursery School fees. Fees were £5 per term and included a hot midday meal and drinks. Rudolf Steiner. Rudolf Steiner's philosophy of education is encapsulated in his Waldorf education methodology. In it, Steiner stipulates that the learning process is essentially threefold: engaging head, heart, and hands. Or thinking, feeling, and doing. The priority of the Steiner ethos is to provide an unhurried and creative learning environment where children can find joy in learning and experience the richness of childhood, rather than early specialization or academic hothousing. Royal Talon's crayons were ordered from the Netherlands for Heidi's project. Royal Talons continues to produce high-quality art materials.